kwezemelika oncintisa kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe umnumzana Donald Trump usephendukile ekukhankaseni kulandela ukutholakala elecala lokuqamba amanga kumabhizimusi akhe. Emhlanganweni yamarali enyakatho yakwelemelika uTrump uqakathekise udaba lezokungena lokuphuma elizweni lokwethula izijeziso zenotho kumazwe ikakhulu eleChina engayekela ukuvimba izizalwane zawo ukuza kwelemelika. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns uqoqe lolu daba olulandiswa yimi uChris Gande. UDonald Trump uphenduke emkhankasweni ngeviki edluleyo esigabeni se-Arizona esithi umongameli Joe Biden usehlulwe ukulungisa udaba lomngcele weMexico.
It's all unsustainable, but the Biden invasion is no accident. It's a deliberate demolition of our sovereignty and of our borders.
Konke akucacanga. Ukwehluleka kukaBiden kwenzakala ngabomu. Yikudiliza imingcele yethu lobuzwe bethu. Kahle kahle kukhona okuzamele chasise ukuthi kungani befuna kwenzakale kanje. Ngibona njengathi yikudinga amavoti nje kuphela.
Akula bufakazi bokuthi abokuza bavota ngobuningi kukhetho lwelemelika. UTrump wabuzwa ukuthi uzamisa njani ukungena elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni kwabokuza. Wathi uzathatha amanyathelo ohulumende abakhuthaza lokhu.
If China or some other country is behaving badly, we have things called tariffs that are so severe.
Nga ele China liziphatha kabi, silalokho okuthiwa ngama tariff okusebenza kakubi.
Uhulumende kaBiden kuyona le inyanga uvimbe izicelo zokuphephela emngceleni weMexico lapho okubotshwa khona abantu abazinkulungwane ezimbili lamakhulu angamachumi amahlanu 2500 ngelanga bezama ukungena elizweni ngokungekho emthethweni. UBiden uthi imigomo yomngcele akumelanga ize lamazwi aphehla inzondo njengalawo asetshenziswa nguTrump.
While we fight for comprehensive immigration reform, he calls immigrants rapists and murderers. He says they are not people. They are not people.
Ngesikhathi sidinga imithetho ebalulekileyo yemingcele, yena uthi abokuza bayizidlova ezingababulali. Uthi kasibo bantu, uthi njalo abokuza bangcolisa igazi labantu bethu.
UBiden uthi amazwi alukhuni kaTrump awuhambelani lensika yobuntu belemelika.
You represent how we are as a nation of immigrants, nation of dreamers.
Lisibonelo sesizwe sethu esakhiwa ngabokuza. Ilizwe labalephupho lokuphumelela. Ilizwe lenkululeko yilo elemelika esilidingayo.
Imihlangano yamarali yeviki edluleyo ngeyakuqala kulandela ukutholakala kukaTrump elecala lokuqamba amanga kumabhizimusi akhe ngokufumbathisa akwenza phambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ka-2016. Utshele umhlangano esigabeni seNevada ukuthi ukuthoniswa kwakhe ikusetshenziswa kwezemithetho nguBiden owehluleka ukulungisa udaba lwemingcele.
This is the worst border in the history of the world. There's never been, no third world country has a border like that. And no third world, I'll tell you what.
Umngcele wethu yiwo omubi kakhulu kumbali yomhlaba. Akula ngitsho lelizwe elisathuthukayo elilomngcele onje. Akula njalo ilizwe elimpofu elisebenzisa umthetho ukuhlukuluza oncintisa kukhetho njengelizwe lethu.
Ucwaningo lwenhlanganiso ye-Associated Press ngombimbitho luveze ukuba kulokuguquka kwemibono ngodaba lwabokuza. Kulabafika phose isilinganiso sokukodwa phakathi kokuthathu, 1/3, abathi abokuza badala amacala. Lokhu ikukhuphuka kwesilinganiso sokulithumi lasithoba munomunye ekhulwini, 19%, kulomnyaka ka-2017. Lolu daba lulotshwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns, lwalwethulelwa yimi uChris Gande we-VOA Studio 7.